Here's a question for you. And if I could give you a gift today, I honestly think this might be the most valuable gift I could give you. So here's the question, or let me put it in context. I've just had a cup of coffee with a really great friend of mine in the kitchen of my house in Glenmire in Cork. His name is Roger Overall. And he doesn't, for the purposes of this audiobook, it doesn't really matter who he is. But for the purpose of real life, it matters an awful lot. But anyway, we had a conversation about what he's doing this weekend. And he's doing it with two other people. And it doesn't really matter who they are, but they're Neil McShane and Peter Cox. And they're all of these three guys are photographers. And in the middle of the conversation, and I'm going to help them to publicize what they're doing this weekend, but in the middle of the conversation, or in fact towards the end of the conversation, under immense time pressure, when I have to rush out of the house to go and write a document with my business partner, Jonathan Arm, I get an idea. I get an idea and I spell it out to Roger Overall about how they could graft on to what these three guys are doing an additional layer of them, an additional layer. And as the idea is tumbling out, unrehearsed, unthought through, and it's all about Google Plus and how you could use a Google Plus Hangout in the same way that Bernie Goldbach used it in Clonmel, and under the inspiration of the Clonmel experience, which has caused quite a little flurry of thought. I would call it a thought flurry that has happened, has spilled out of Clonmel a couple of days ago. But into the kitchen this morning, I applied the same process that Bernie came up with to what Roger, Peter and Neil are going to go off and do. And the more I spilled it out to Roger, the more I realized that I think this idea that has been sort of given birth to in the kitchen could shift these guys to another level in terms of audience in the world. I mean, they are great, great people attracting a great audience. I would call it a specialist audience, to be truthful, at present. But I actually think that they could attract a new audience, a different audience, a new specialist audience, if you like, of people who are pushing the boundaries of how new media can be used for building communities. Yeah, it's all about community building and conversations and storytelling and transmedia. These are all hip words, right, in my lexicon at the moment, right? But the point I give you, this is a very long preamble. It's a bit like, the title of a poem being longer than the poem. I get the idea when I'm driving away that Roger Overall brings out the best in me. In his company, I have thought more great ideas than probably in the company of any other single working individual. Now, I'm just putting that forward as a hypothesis, I suppose. And this is the question I'm giving you this morning. Who is the person, the individual, in whose company you have thought the greatest stream of thoughts or ideas? I won't even have to call them innovative or, creative. I don't want to put a label on them. But in whose company, who is the individual in whose company you have thought the best? Think who that person is. And first of all, tell somebody. Tell yourself. Maybe tell somebody as soon as you've thought it. But certainly I think it's worth telling other people in the world. You never know what might happen if they found out that there was that kind of dynamic between you and that other person. And then tell the person themselves, tell them. Imagine getting a piece of feedback in which somebody said to you, in your company, I have thought more of my good ideas than in any other person I can think of right now. I can always reserve the right to remember that 15 years ago there was another person in whose company you thought of an even greater idea. So you don't have to be absolute about it. But there you are, there's the question. In whose company have you thought your greatest ideas ever? My gift. Bye-bye.